This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The dairy industry is big business here in our state, and keeping this business alive and well has far-reaching effects for not just our state, but really the country. That's one reason why Chobani started the Chobani Scholars Program. This is a multi-year scholarship to support students with family connections to dairy farming and who plan to pursue a career in the dairy farming industry. All of the students selected will attend the University of Idaho College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. Joining us live today to talk more about this are Matt Domit. He is Associate Dean for Academic Programs at the University of Idaho, and Jason Rollin, Director of Social Impact and Philanthropy with Chobani. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Gemma.
Hey, Jason, can we start with you and tell us about how this idea, you know, really came about to start this scholarship program?
Sure. So Chobani has deep ties to our dairy communities, as you may imagine. We recognize the more enormous difficulty and strain that dairy is facing. And it's incredibly important that we do everything we can to support the next generation of dairy farmers. That was our sentiment in 2018 when we founded this initiative, and it's been the case ever since. And so in working with the University of Idaho, we created this new initiative that would empower the dairy leaders of the future. As you mentioned, the result of that is the Chobani Scholars Program. It's need-based multi-year scholarships, $20,000 each to four students. Each of the students has a dairy connection to farming and agriculture. They live in the Magic Valley. They plan to pursue a career in the industry. This program provides vital financial support to foster and fuel the next generation of American dairy leaders, and that's what's so exciting about it.
And Matt, you know, back in 2018, I mean, this was a, you know, innovative program that, you know, you collaborated with Chobani. Talk to us about what these students, you know, study and what that program specifically looks like for these scholars.
Sure, Gemma. First, I can't express how grateful we are at the University of Idaho for this partnership with Chobani. The students, one of the criteria is that students must have a passion for a career in dairy farming industry. So they will naturally, a lot of the students will select a major in animal science. The students will study animal husbandry, nutrition, reproduction, lactation, animal health. Several of the students are interested in veterinary medicine. Some focus more on the agribusiness side of it or the crop and feeding side of the dairy industry, but they're all very passionate about the dairy industry and we have a program for them that suits their needs.
Jason, how many students receive one of these scholarships? I mean, you said 2018, so this will be what, your third year handing out these scholarships?
It's a good question. We founded the program in 2018. The first four students that were part of the cohort began in the fall of last year. And this second cohort that we announced this week are going to start this fall. So it will be eight students in total who've been participating in the program, and they'll receive $20,000 each.
And then these students also get the opportunity, Jason, to intern at Chobani, correct?
They do. Yeah, that's right. As part of their time at the University of Idaho, we're going to offer them an opportunity to intern at Chobani. And, you know, as we tell every person that we interact with in the Magic Valley, that if they're going to receive some funding from Chobani to make a difference in their communities, we want them to return to the Magic Valley. That's really important to us. And it's our hope that these students, after they graduate, return and give back to the communities that have given so much to them.
I'm assuming that is one of the big reasons about having that family connection to dairy farming.
Absolutely. You know, as our founder Hamdi always says, we make yogurt every day. What we really want to make is a difference. And nothing is more important to us than our home communities in Idaho, our dairy communities. And that's why we're so thrilled to welcome these incredible young people to the Chobani family.
And Matt, I'm assuming with what these students are learning in the classroom, are some of them, you know, then taking what they're learning maybe back to the family farm with maybe some new innovative ideas?
Oh, absolutely, Gemma. That's our goal, is to expose students to the most current technology, the best practices, and it's really an expectation that they'll go back to the farm and employ those practices to better the industry.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Matt Dumit. He is Associate Dean for Academic Programs with the University of Idaho, as well as Jason Rolland, Director of Social Impact and Philanthropy with Chobani, talking about the Chobani Scholars. So, Jason, you had mentioned that all of the students have to be from the Magic Valley. And I mean, also, you know, family ties to dairy farming and then, you know, wanting to come back to the Magic Valley. Is it easy to find these students and need-based? So is it easy to find these students or have you had to, you know, kind of search high and low for them?
Sure. It's a great question. You know, a lot of the time and energy and effort that we put into this program with Dean Perella and with Matt and other leaders at the Cal School at the University of Idaho in 2018 has led to some really remarkable students participate in the program. Although we worked with the University of Idaho in actually setting the criteria for what made the most sense. You talked about need-based, you talk about having a certain academic GPA, as well as a passion for dairy and returning to the industry. It's actually the University of Idaho that makes the selections each and every year. We wanted to be disconnected from that process so that the students that needed the funds, that were going to use the funds the best, actually received them. Yeah.
And Jason, what has been, you know, the feedback from students about having the opportunity to come to the U of I and to be rewarded a scholarship like this? Because we all know the cost of education is not cheap, to say the least, right? And there are so many students that without financial help don't ever get the opportunity to go farther in their educational careers.
Yes, absolutely. The feedback has been incredibly positive. I regularly stay in contact with each of the scholars from last year, both in Idaho here where we source our milk, but also in New York where our other plant is. And you know, the stories of resilience and optimism and hope about the future of the industry, that their own futures, the future of their families, is incredibly positive. You know, I'm looking back at some of the folks who participated last year, Lalo Vargas, Alex Jimenez, they were the first generation members of their families to ever go to college. This year, Narcisse Mubibia from Twin Falls is a refugee from Uganda. He's going to be the first person to ever go to college in his family. And at the same time, too, in the three other families who have children that are participating in the program this year, although there are members of their family that have gone to college, at this moment in time, having this financial support, having this program, gives them an opportunity to be bright and hopeful about the future of their family farms and the future of the industry in the future.
Well, and that's the thing too, right? It keeps this industry going and moving, because I think sometimes when we don't live in those areas, we may not be as aware of just how critically important, you know, dairy farms are.
Absolutely. And the reality is, you know, I've stayed in contact with them throughout the past year, and I checked in with them after, you know, all of the upheavals over the past few months, including with the pandemic. And the reality is, you know, when a recession hits America, a depression hits rural America. That's something that we're very connected in on. We're very tied to. We want to make a difference where we can for the communities that are suffering the most. And the sad reality is that some of our farming communities are suffering the greatest.
I want to thank you both for taking some time out of your day to talk to us about this, and congrats to those scholars as well. We've been talking with Matt Dumit, Associate Dean for Academic Programs with the University of Idaho, and Jason Rolland, Director of Social Impact and Philanthropy with Chobani. Thanks again for your time, both of you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks for having us.
And I want to thank all of you, of course, for being a part of Idaho Matters today. So appreciate you participating. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright, and our production associate is Molly Wampler. Tomorrow, we are going to be talking with the director of the Idaho Black History Museum, Philip Thompson, along with his mother, former State Senator Sheree Buckner Webb, about the killing of George Floyd, as well as law enforcement and what it's like to grow up Black in Idaho. If you have questions and you would like to participate in that conversation, you can send those to us. Email us at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Again, that conversation will be happening tomorrow. Would love for you to participate. Again, email us at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. It's Monday. It's June 1st. Hey, we are halfway through 2020. Mark that on your calendar. I hope you find some joy in your day. Of course, we will see you back here tomorrow.